PBS Kids recently debuted the first nationally distributed children's series to feature a Native American lead character. Molly of Denali can be seen weekday mornings and afternoons on WXXI-TV and every evening on WXXI Kids 24/7. But what you might not know is the executive producer and co-creator of the series is a Rochester area native. She is Dorothea Gillum, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Dorothea.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
I understand you're a graduate of Brighton High School?
I sure am. BHS.
Well, the main character of Molly of Denali is the feisty, resourceful 10-year-old Molly Mabray. She is a native Alaskan. What inspired this particular character, and what is the intention of the show?
Well, the original inspiration for the show is Wegmans. Because growing up in Rochester, as we know, Wegmans is really kind of the hub of the community. And it played a really big role in my life. And I've always wanted to do a show about a store because of that. So, you know, kids love playing store. So I thought that would be a really fun setting. And in the summer of 2015, Alaska was in the news. So when I was thinking about where this store could be set, I thought, that could be a fun place, knowing relatively nothing about Alaska. And then I teamed up with my co-creator, Kathy Waugh, who was interested in doing a show about a really outdoorsy kid and a family who lived kind of off the grid. So together, we came up with the concept of Molly of Denali and the world and the characters. But that was really just the beginning, because since then, we've partnered with Alaska Natives to really develop the concept and make sure that it's authentic and true to the culture and the place.
And the voices we hear in the show, the voices of the characters, are all Native Alaskan voices, are they not?
Some of the voices are Alaska Native, but all of the Native characters in the show are either played by Alaska Natives, First Nations, or other Indigenous peoples.
What can kids learn from watching Molly navigate her world and solve problems?
We hope that kids learn something about our curriculum, which is called informational text, which is really the idea that information is all around us, and kids just need sort of the skills and understanding about how to access it and use it to solve their everyday problems. So in Molly of Denali, Molly uses informational text to solve all sorts of her problems, like how to get the moose off the runway so the bush plane can land, or how to make bug repellent out of natural plants if you forgot your bug spray at home. So the goal of the series is to empower kids to really see themselves, to empower kids so that they can use information to solve their everyday problems too.
And I would imagine kids who live in rural settings, and certainly many of our viewers do, will relate to her too, even if they've never perhaps been to Alaska.
Absolutely. Part of our mission with this series was to reach kids who are in all sorts of rural settings because very often they're not represented on screen. A lot of kids' shows take place in urban environments, which is fantastic, but we also wanted to, you know, give kids in rural settings an opportunity to see their everyday life reflected back. But we're also hearing from all sorts of kids who are singing the Molly theme song and loving the show and Molly's adventures and her friends, and it's been a great response.
That's Dorothea Gillum, executive producer and co-creator of Molly of Denali. The series airs every weekday at 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. on WXXI-TV and every evening at 7:30 on WXXI Kids 24/7. Dorothea, thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Molly of Denali.
Let's go!
She's Molly of Denali.